With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. What police say could have been a mass shooting at the Atlanta airport thwarted. And it's all because a concerned family saw something and said something.
We have taken in custody and have under arrest a Billy Cagle, age 49.
Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shearbaum.
Cartersville Police Department was alerted by the family of Mr. Cagle that he was streaming on social media, that he was headed to the airport, in their words, to shoot it up.
Cagle arrived at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in a Chevrolet pickup truck parked outside the terminal doors and appeared to show interest in TSA security before he was questioned and taken into custody.
When we went to that vehicle, we found inside a Springfield AR-15 assault rifle.
I'm Jennifer King.
Joining the Trump team's mission to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire deal, Vice President Vance. He's arrived in Israel this morning. He joins Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and Presidential Son-in-Law Jared Kushner. Israel, meanwhile, awaits the return of the bodies of 15 Hamas hostages now that the body of another captive has been handed over. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says President Trump does have the constitutional authority to deploy Oregon National Guard troops to Portland. A 3-2 ruling, two Trump-appointed judges siding with the administration while the lone Clinton-appointed judge dissented. Well, the matchup for baseball's Fall Classic is now set.
The Toronto Blue Jays are back in the World Series for the first time since 1993. They host the Los Angeles Dodgers in Friday night's opener after a 7-game series victory over Seattle in the American League Championship Series. The Dodgers are aiming to become the first repeat winners since the Yankees from 1998 to 2000.
Correspondent Gethin Coolball. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 23 points, and NASDAQ futures down 6 points. This is SRN News. Senator Josh Hawley takes on Obamacare.
The Missouri Republican has introduced a bill that would bar the government health insurance initiative from paying for abortions or sex change operations on children. Hawley says, quote, "It's time to ban abortion and gender transition procedures for minors on the health care exchanges. No more loopholes." The fate of the legislation is uncertain. Republicans have a comfortable majority in the House, but a very narrow one in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen led house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The commission says with these arrests, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. It appears President Trump is helping to boost Republicans' overall popularity.
The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 9 months into President Trump's second term, voters now have a slightly less favorable view of the Democratic Party than they do of the Republicans. 48% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable impression of the Republicans. Only 45% say the same thing about Democrats. Rasmussen notes that the Democrat favorability has taken a 2-point hit since July. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump is preparing for a significant trip to Asia, aiming to address international trade tension. The journey includes a potential meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, which could impact the worldwide economy. Now, the White House has not disclosed Mr. Trump's full agenda, but he does plan to visit Malaysia, Japan, and South Korea. More details, SRNNews.com.